So if you take the white prayer book in the seat behind you, and if you're at a pew, the white prayer books are at the end of the pew, and turn to the first base sheet. Let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, then the four immeasurables below that in English, and then in Tibetan. And later we may be chanting the Tonglen stanza right below that, but for now we won't be doing it. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam che devadam deve yudam dempa yurji page to the first pink sheet. Let's, at the bottom you'll see two mantras. Let's chant Chenrezig's mantra eight times and Green Tower's mantra seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, the children are free to go to their classes.
Ha ha ha. Sorry. Good morning.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
So I'm going to make announcements first. So I always forget to make announcements. So, the Venerable Chukila here, she's from Australia, came beyond oceans to here to take care LPP project, Liberation Prison Project. So she's going to be here like only 1 more week now. So if you can, you know, like volunteers, you know, to help, the sort of lot of paper things need to be taken care of. So then I will really appreciate it. So she need she means actually this project is dedicated to people in the prison, you know, helping them to meditate, make their mind calm. So it's all volunteers, you know. And please, you know, if you can help, you know, to volunteer maybe 1 hour, half hour, you know, like whatever you can do, please help. So she'll be here only 1 week. Then also not just that, it's also a great opportunity if you have any questions about Buddha Dharma, so you can ask. She speaks fluent English, not like me. Yeah. No, so, yeah. So, okay. So, before I forget that, no? So then what we did this morning, so I thought, you know, the reason, tragedy. Tragedy in like one flight, you know, like then, you know, that group, there's, you know, there's almost like 200 something people, there's children in that plane. So this morning, you know, that I, you know, so thought it would be wonderful. So it's not just for this, you know, maybe it will help us. So when someone lost, you know, from somebody's family, your friends, you know, there's, if somebody's going through some difficulties, or maybe, you know, somebody lost, you know, one of your friends, it could be your family. So then, you know, usually we send postcard, you say, my prayers and thoughts are with you. I send, you know, my thoughts and prayer, my sympathy. So then I thought, you know, so this is very much similar with the Tonglen practice, you know, Tonglen practice. So Tong, you know, Tong means, you know, sent. So now I'm going to explain a little bit, you know, before we chant. Tong means, you know, sent. What you are sending, you know, yeah, positive thought, your prayer, sympathy, you know. So this is like, today is like sending them our prayer, our thoughts, our, you know, grief or sympathy. To let them know that also, you know, our hearts also break too, not just, you know, their family members. So also we are thinking about them or sending that. So how it's been done from Buddhist point of view, this Tonglen practice point of view, how it's been done? It's been done through loving kind, love. Love, that's how you send. When you send, you send from love, you know, out of love. That's called Tong, means, you know, send. So now Len means take. That's the practice, that's the name of the practice, Tonglen practice. So how you take, you know, so then that part you don't hear much here, you know, you don't hear much. So it means like taking, not like their happiness, taking their, you know, like difficulties. So how that's been done is not out of obligation, it's not out of fear, not out of stress, no, it's simply out of compassion. Out of compassion you take in. So then it won't hurt. It won't hurt. When you take any difficulties, whether it's like related to your difficulties, your future difficulties, difficulty of other people's, no, when you take that out of compassion, it doesn't hurt. That's the beautiful thing, it doesn't hurt. So when you take in, so then are you taking on yourself? No, you are not taking on yourself. You are taking in, then you are piling on the self-centered attitude. Self-centered attitude. Say, my way, no way. My way, highway. It's all about me, you know. So there's nothing for you. It's all about me. If I'm not happy, you are going to be miserable. No. So make sure that you make sure day and night, make sure that I'm happy. How long you can survive? Your life is not going to be happy. So there must be something for others. You know? Otherwise, that's not how you survive happily in this world. There's not a way to survive happily in this world. If there's something for others, you have more friends. If there's nothing for other people, sooner or later, people will know. No, so this is your all. It's all everything about you. No, so that's not how you survive. So that's why you know you take out of compassion, So, then you pile on that attitude, which is considered as like chronic disease. Chronic disease, not like calling Jesus. It's a chronic disease. So I mispronounced that. No, so I used to say chronic disease. Some people keep hearing, oh, calling Jesus. I said, no, the chronic disease. Chronic disease, no? Or that attitude, no? So that attitude needs to go sooner or later because that's the source of, according to Mahayana teaching, that's the source of all the sufferings. That's where suffering is coming from. Heart is completely closed. No, you won't let anybody come in because it's all about me. Oh? Always ask, is there anything for me? If there's no, you're not interested. So I see, that's why it's called chronic disease. Never, the disease never been healed. It's not just new, it's like chronic disease. No? So the attitude, so please think about that. So then when you take in, you're taking in out of compassion, then you pile on that. If that get hurt, that's good things, it needs to go. Long as we remain under the control of that attitude, there will be not really happiness. So that's what you know. That's what you know, what is said in the text. You know, I'm just simply here repeating that. You know, that's what's been said. Huh? So then maybe I'm going to chant. If you are having difficulty taking part, just then leave that. Set that aside and just think about sending part. Whom you are sending this? This today, you know, all these people who lost their life, you know, some of them just go to vacation, you know, so it's not going there somebody to kill someone. Also, they're just to help the whole family. Some of them are going to a conference to develop something that will benefit a lot of people. Go on, you know. So then, while we are chanting there, so please think about those people and we will send your love. So if you can participate in the chanting, then you are welcome, then you can read, you know. Then other than that, then you can just meditate. Just imagine you are sending your, you know, your love, your prayers, all of that, okay? So the purpose of chanting, you know, it says like, say the gentle word from your mouth, then at the same time reflect on the gentle meaning of the word. So then that become meditations, good meditations. Oh. And it is going to be tremendously benefit you as the one who is doing the practice. Oh. So then, you know, somehow it benefits them, so then don't know how, you know, probably don't need to know how, but you know, they will reduce the practice. Oh. Okay, that's why we chant, okay? So you can meditate, you know, you can think about those people. And if you have any other than you know, these people, so then please think about them. So then as a group, doing this as a group is going to be more powerful, okay?
Long
That's how the Tonglen prayer has been done. So the purpose of chanting that, you know, so that gives you more time to reflect on the meaning of the word. That's why you chant. Huh? So now then we'll do some meditations, begin some meditations. So I already introduced, these meditations. I already introduced, not just one time, many times. So, but during that at the Sunday morning class, if there are some new people here, maybe wondering about meditations, so then, I feel responsible to explain the meditations. So this is all now, if you are very first time here, this is all for knowledge, knowledge. Need to learn how to meditate, without knowledge, then meditating is like person climbing the mountain without arm. Without arm, you can climb, So even though you wish to climb, but you can't climb because you don't have arm. So that's going to be like that. Meditating without knowledge is going to be like that. So we need to learn. So I already been introduced that, many times before. So this is mainly for if somebody here very first time. So then please, if you are interested, then please more pay attention. So a lot of them already heard this meditation. So the first one we are going to do is like 9 round breathing meditations. 9 round breathing meditations. So before we do the meditation, so if you heard this 1,000 times, good time to take nap. Good time to take nap. Please, you can take nap. You are very, very welcome to take nap. I'm not sure. The most we can take nap, in the crowd, no problems. So because we have a lot of prayer gatherings, it's not like sit like here and a lot of gap. There is like squeeze, everything squeezed like this. So monks learn how to take nap. You can sit like this hours now, no problem. You have to take nap like that. Otherwise, if you flip, then you'll be in the other line. If you flip here, there's all the trees in here. Then you'll be from the trees. It's only like probably like this much gap between lines, line. There's like each line, there's 100 people in this line. Then there's a way they serve teeth. If you flip over, then probably you, the wooden box, not small, it's like big, like this, full with butter tea. Then probably you'll go, you'll take shower in the butter tea. That's how you learn. Looks like no serious meditation, actually snapping. Once in a while, there's a. Then you kind of wake up. It's like, you can't tell. Are they meditating or sleep? You can't tell. Unless they snore. And then, because it's like that's been developed over time, not just one day. Sitting there hours every single day, like that. So this is, if you are interested, then if you are first time here, then please pay more attention. So then after that, so then you and me have responsibility, then you can explain to your friends. So that's good to know. So that's good, then more people know. So then from your side, there's something to feel good about, that you are passing down information that's been taught 100 years ago. So there's something to feel good about. Rather than just thinking last night, what I'm going to say tomorrow, what I'm going to say, just made it up. Not like that. This is not like New Age. This is not New Age things. This is antique. the word new doesn't go well with these instructions, because this is antique. This is very antique. So that's why I know that I need to explain this. So now 9 round breathing meditation. There will be 3 rounds. Each round there's three breathing. So now what is four? It is four how to eliminate negative energy. Okay? Negative energy. So what do you mean negative energy? Negative energy means imbalance. So when energy becomes imbalanced, that's going to be waste. So now, every thought comes with energy. You cannot separate them because every thought rides on energy like horse. Energy like horse, then thought is like the rider that rides on. You can separate. Lung sim jubachik. You can separate. They are like, they go together. So now, every thought comes with energy. So the energy could be well balanced, could be imbalanced. So what do you mean imbalance? Oh? Imbalance means energy is not flexible. Flexible? When the mind is, then the thought is not flexible. That means the thought is uptight with something. Could be idea, could be anything, no? You examine throughout the day, the thought could be uptight with something. For example, the thought that uptight with a donkey donut. Then when you go to Nepal, there's no donkey donut. Then you see, you know, how much they cause problems. No? Uptight with the French fry, you know. So I have, you know, a thought that uptight with warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. But there's tons of cookie, but it's not enough. You know, there needs to be chocolate chip cookie. It has to be warm. So when you go to Nepal, there's no Whole Foods store. So the chocolate chip is beyond your consciousness. Warm chocolate chip cookies beyond your consciousness. You can't buy, you can get it there. What do you do? You may see in the menu, they may say chocolate chip cookies. Kind of excited, order that when you get, that it's just junk. Same as French fry. French fry, they do have menu, French fry. When you order, first of all, it doesn't look like French fry. Second, it doesn't taste like French fry. Third, you wasted your money. No, that's also now. There's like uptight with something. No, it has to be here. If somebody touched this, all my happiness is gone. It's not good enough to be here. It has to be here. No, that cannot change. That means you are not flexible. That energy has been wasted. So, mind, flexible mind is better than uptight mind. So then uptight mind is something positive, that's good. Unfortunately, that's not the case all the time. So that's how the mind becomes imbalanced, means uptight, not willing to change. It's my idea, it's my opinion, it's very important than your opinion. It's my idea. So flexible, you know, flexible. As long as this is a toothbrush, that's okay. You know, it's like the whole purpose to clean teeth. It doesn't have to be this particular brand. So people, you know, don't mind to spend so much time going on the store to just look to that kind of brand. So that's uptight with the toothbrush. See, now you have a problem with the toothbrush. So much, you know, energy is spent based on that toothbrush. You know? So then even in America, it's more difficult because then you have like realms, you know, realms, toothbrush realms, chips realms. It's called realms, yeah. It's called realms because it's so huge. It's not just one; it's like hundred of them you can walk through. Not just one side, both sides. Unbelievable, you know, how much merit that you created to have so many choice. Unbelievable. You know, it's just hard to believe. You know, so it's still like being here last 15 years, it still blows my mind. Yeah. Anyway, so now this nine round breathing meditation, okay, so this is for how to eliminate negative energy. So then that negative energy, where it goes to our channels. Channels. So that's not something you can see through X-ray, but there's like 72,000 channels is located in our body. That's how we function. You know, blinking, swallowing, everything. You know, that's like the result of wind and the channel, the energy and the channel, all of that. If one of them go wrong, so then you know that then something will stop. There's 70,000. Oh, that's where they go. So there's so many of imbalanced energy. What it does, it causes physical discomfort. So then it contributes to mental discomfort. Then result will be your world will be upside down. So that's no good. So then something else, you know, if the stress, I'm stressed out, you know, or my job is so stressful, you know, so this and that. If the stress is a form of negative energy, so then this meditation must help. So that's something that I added on. I just added on. So added on, if the stress is part of energy, negative energy, so then I think is what I said is correct. If the stress is not part of energy, then what I say is wrong. So what we do, so please you sit no straight. Any breathing meditation is good to sit straight, because the body is straight, then channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, then energy runs through smoothly. So that's all, no? It's not just tradition or custom. It is, no, it's a meaning, no? It's not just you come to Kadambasana, it's not that, no? So this is important, no? Body is straight, channel is straight. Channel is straight, energy will run through smoothly. So please use your right or left hand, if you're interested. Then blow your left nostril like this. Inhale from your right nostril long, slow. When you inhale, that's one. This meditation begins with the inhale, it finishes with the exhale. Okay? So we'll do long, slow. So then, please block. Then again. Then. Then again. Then. So that is fast. It's clear? It's clear? Should I repeat? Okay. So that's the first round. So now second round, left hand. Block left nostril. Oh, sorry, right hand. Oh. Right hand. Right hand. Then inhale. Long, slow. Then. This is second round. Now third round, not from the mouth, from the nostril. Nostril begin with inhale and exhale, okay? So this is called 9-round breathing meditation. So this meditation begin with inhale, it's end with exhale. Okay, that's 9-round breathing meditation. To get rid of, that's all, to get rid of negative energy, that's all, no more, no less. This meditation is simply to help you to get rid of negative energy, that's all. This is called 9-round breathing meditation. Begin with inhale, it's end with exhale. Each time you inhale, one. Inhale, that's two. Inhale, that's three. Finish. Fast down. Inhale, one. Inhale, two. Inhale, three. Then finish. So that's like 9-round breathing meditations. So now, the second meditations, that's like normal breathing meditations. Normal or regular breathing meditations. So this is called Namtok Nyembo. Nyembo is like antidote. Namtok, there's no like the mind that creating stories. So these meditations are supposed to help you to mute that particular mind, not the mind. No, that's big job. I don't think you can mute your mind. That's a difficult task. No, so mute the particular mind that keep talking or creating stories or may keep thinking something. So this. Mainly for that, Namtok Nyembo. This 21 breathing meditation is for what? To stop that mind, okay? So that's what it's for. So then the second benefit is it will help you to develop your concentrations. So first we will do the meditation, then I will explain. It will help you to develop concentrations. So in this case, so see there's different 9-round breathing meditations for the sake of knowledge. Now 9-round breathing meditation begin with inhale. It finish with exhale. So these 21 breathing meditations begin with exhale, end with inhale. Make sense? Yeah. Not from the mouth, from the nose. You know? We will count this 21 times. Or 21 times. Each time when you inhale, 1. Inhale, that's 2. Inhale, that's 3. Inhale, that's 4. You know? That's what you're thinking. You know? So then if you are very beginner for the meditations, you can say, I am about to inhale or breathing in. I'm breathing in now. My breathing in is done. I'm about to exhale. I'm exhaling now. My exhalation is finished. That, you know. So if you are very beginning for meditation, you can do that. But then slowly, less word is better. Less word is much better than more word. Yeah, so we'll begin that. Maybe it's short, but no, you just learn, you know, then you can do at home, learn. So you can do multiple times. No, you can do one, take break, then you can do another one, take break. For a beginner, it's not good to do long sessions. Short, many. When you become very familiar, then few, long. That's how the meditation has been done. 9-round or in any form of meditations. Beginner, many sessions, short. When you become very familiar, long, few. So that's how the meditation has been done. So now here, the second benefit, you know, second benefit, there's number of ways to improve your concentrations. So now this is very important. So why you concentrate? If you are thinking about or talking about calm mind, peaceful mind, so you then need to talk about concentrations. Without concentration, their mind is not going to be peaceful or calm. There's a technique they use how to calm your mind down, or make your mind peaceful. That's the only reason, no more, no less. Not because you come to Kadamba Center, you concentrate, that's ridiculous. Not because your friend does that, not because you are Buddhist. So that's like, if you long, whoever has mind, they get, if you concentrate, you get benefits. So what I said this morning, so it's like those meditations is for someone who has mind. So yesterday I think I'm going with one of our members, center member. So I still live with them like 9 years. First time when I came to this country, I lived with them 9 years. So then we are going to not living with them anymore, but we used to live there with 9 years. So I went to some store. There's like cute looking backpack, small cute looking backpack. I have no idea. So I don't, because there's so many, in America, there's so many choices, you know. It's not just one, you know, there's so many choices. I asked, you know, is this for men or women? I asked, I don't know. So she told me, it is for those who have shoulders. Those who have shoulders, that's what she said. I said, oh, good point. I said, good point. So this meeting is for those who has mind. You know, so that's, I think that's good. Those who have shoulders, if you can have your shoulder, then you can use. So then if you have mind, you can use this meditation, same. So now, concentration, that's all. So you don't need to say any prayer, you just sit down, comfortable cushion with a comfortable physical, positions, and with comfortable mind, then you do, concentration. What it does, when you concentrate, there's different ways. You can pile all your mental attention on your breath, or your emotions, or something. There's four different objects you can pile all your mental attention on. So something. So that's the way to make your mind calm down. Concentration. So the concentration is like king, they rule the mind. Not just one mind, it rules the mind. Someday, Semla Ongjur Jabudes is the king. It has the same equivalent power of king that rules the mind. If you can control your mind, that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. That's the way to make. Concentrations. So I think the hippies, early 60s hippies, they went to India for searching for something. So they are the ones who brought Buddha Dharma here. Those venerable hippies. I call them venerable hippies. They are venerable. Yeah. They brought Asian philosophy. They brought Dharma and all kind of Asian like the practice to this country. Then they brought something else too. So then they thought it's kind of helping them concentrations. So they say, I don't know the name, but I never had experience. But when you do, another thing. So then say, you kind of stare in one piece of leaf, you can stare long hour. There's just one piece of leaf, kind of fascinated. You can stare there a long time. So is this concentration? So now question is, are you fully aware? Are you fresh or fully aware? Or are you just kind of like drunk or just hallucinated or you have no idea what you're doing? If you have no idea what you're doing, so that's not concentrations. I don't think so. So it's kind of interesting that you can straighten. It's hard. Generally speaking, it's hard to straighten prayer with like hours and hours. But I'm not sure how they does that. I'm not sure. I don't have experience. So there's not concentration. Concentration is like that. You are fully aware. You are fresh and fully aware that you know exactly what you're doing. Concentration. Then you can stare on one object hours and hours. You cannot stare one object hours and hours. That's concentration. So now while you concentrate, it's like king that rules the mind. Someday, send on to Jabudde. Shadna, Miyos. If you just let it be, it's going to be like firm as a mountain. It won't move at all. It won't move at all. Means it won't think about this or that. It will be just there, like firm as a mountain. If you just let it be, it's going to be firm as a mountain. Sharnamiyo, Riyongbushins. Not just mountain, the biggest mountain. It's going to be like that. Tana gave me Vakunlaju. If you let it go, where it goes only good things. It only thinks positive. The only thing positive, you never ever think negative things, you only think positive things. Because you rule. You conquer your mind. Now mind conquer us. Now you conquer your mind. Result. What's the result of that? What's the result of that? Physical pliancy, mental pliancy. Lusim, less revit, dechen, des. Deche, great happiness. Not just small happiness, great happiness. Good health, physical plans, good health, better health, much, much better health. We save more money. See, we save a lot of money. Then losing, that's what we're doing, dejentes. Sometimes on Java, they shall have a museum, not only a game, we're losing a dejentes. Tadashene, just if you realize that, nenjor means meditator, or one have desire to meditate, or one who's enrolled in meditating, the practitioner, whatever you call. Now, who's saying this? Lama Tsongkhapa is saying that. How many years ago? 650 years ago, almost. That's Lama Tsongkhapa saying that. If you are one of them, they say, Lama Tsongkhapa, Namien Dajum, Tingzin Jundu Tes, then please continue that form of concentrations because it destroyed, wandering, like wandering mind, that makes your mind unsettled, uncalm, unpeaceful, then it will destroy all of them. I myself practice like that. Then if you are interested, you can practice that too. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. If you are seeking some kind of relief, if you are seeking some kind of relief, the same as I do, then please you meditate on that. Lama Tsongkhapa didn't say that you must meditate or you have to do. No. If you do, that's beneficial. If you do, it's beneficial. No. It's up to you. If you do, then you will get benefit. So that's the definition of the purpose or benefit of concentration. So the good thing is you just sit there, you don't have to say any prayers, you just concentrate. So then it's good to know. So you can use your own breath. Exhale, inhale, one. Exhale, inhale, that's two. So that's very good. So then, today I would like to, this sentence be translated through the discussion this morning class. Now it's already been translated. I just want to share this with you. So last couple of months, I've been talking about importance of compassion, loving kindness. I think it's that's what we need. That's what we need. That's what the whole children program is for, to make them more kind human being, more compassionate human being. Not necessarily to Buddhists. No, it's not lack of Buddhists because the world is suffering. It's not lack of Christianity. It's not like lack of other major religions. It exists there a long time. People have been saying prayer long times. Buddhist center exists long times. Monastery exists long times. All the church been exist long times. It's not lack of that. It's not lack of teaching. Teaching is there. Buddhism, 2,500 years, has been there long time. It's still there's a lot of problems. So what we need, if you want to heal yourself, if you want to soothe yourself, if you want to heal other people, what we need compassion. We need loving kindness. That's all we need. So you can say, what is your practice? Compassion. What is your practice? Loving kindness. What do you do? I practice. What do you believe? I believe in compassion. I believe in loving kindness. Then, if you don't believe in any religion, absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. No problem. Absolutely fine. So that's what we need, you know, compassion, loving kindness. So then I would like to say a little few words, you know, here. So this morning, what I said here, like, Champachimbu Dogun de la Gues. So this has been translated Champachimbu Dogun de la Gues. That's the words I said word by explained this morning word by word, then Chugila kindly translated this in English. So then I can say it correctly in English. The loving kindness leads all beings to happiness. Champachimbu Dogun de la Gues. That's what it says. Loving kindness lead all beings to happiness. Ninje chimbu jibakuni jobs. Compassion protects against all fear. All fear, compassion protects against all fear. Ninje chimbu jibakuni jobs. Ninje chimbo. So ninje, that's how we say compassion Tibet, ninje chimbo. So I think chamba, the love, is in Sanskrit, it's a bhakti. Yeah, bhakti can mean so many different things, but you know, that's the kind of closest translation of Sanskrit word in love. So now it's become a little bit tricky, like loving kindness. That's the literally translation of Tibetan word chamze. So maybe there should be difference, so we are not going to. You think about that, difference between kindness and love. You think about that, so I'm also going to think about that, you know, so the chamze. So. Then, you know, you can say, like, yoga, you know, yoga is a practice. That's all, no more, no less. Doesn't mean physical movement. Yoga means practice, huh? So then you could become, you know, yogi. Like, what's your yoga? Your yoga is like bhakti, love. They are, like, you are the practitioner of love. You are practitioner of compassion. No, karuna, maha karuna. So, so now here, also need to explain the definition of love. Definition of love. No? So when you say love, the definition is like, if somebody is struggling to get something for happiness, to be happy, you are saying, I will be there to help you to get that, whatever it is. So that's the definition of love. When you say, I love you. So then when you say, I always love you, so now they need to think, this is really true. That means you are always there to help. No, so that's need to think, no. So that's the definition of love. Compassion, when you say, I have compassion, what you are saying is, I will be there if you are struggling to overcome, not to get, overcome some difficulties to be happy. I will be there to help you. So that's the definition of, you know, compassion. So, so that's what we need. So then based on those two definitions, I have been requested, you know, throughout last couple of weeks, please create beautiful meditations. Something simple that everybody can understand. Meditation on love, meditation on compassion. No? Doesn't have to be Buddhist. No, so it's like what it's for is to increase our love, to increase our compassion. So this is very good, beautiful, that's very wonderful. It's good for, you know, if you have birds, you know, if you have birds and the squirrel, all kind of animal in your backyard. So in my case, you know, I do say prayer. As a monk, I say prayer all the time. I'm not sure how much that understands. Squirrel understand. I'm not sure. Even squirrel do know I'm monk or Buddhist. I don't know. I don't think so. What they know I feed them. I give them water to take shower. So they do know. So over time, they have no fear towards me because they do know I'm not going to harm them. So I can't teach them Buddhism. I can ask them to come here to meditate. I don't think I can do that. But I can feed them. I can, you know, give them water. So see, the compassion, you know, the compassion. I'm not saying that I have great compassion. I don't have great compassion, you know. So that's just a small example, you know. Same to the pet, you know. Pet, you know, some people in the beginning, they're kind of hesitant to come close to you. Over time, that they realize, like, when the animal is sleeping peacefully, that means they really trust you. Otherwise, you know, they usually, like, even they're eating, they're constantly looking, you know. So, like, when they fall asleep, that means they feel secure. They feel, how you say, protected. So they know that you are not hurt them. You know? That's why they fall asleep on your lap. So now, compassion, you know, this is very, very, I think, important. So if you have compassion, people around you are not going to hurt them. If you have compassion, I don't need to worry because you are not going to harm me. So see, that's what we need. No, we don't need more Buddhists. We don't need more Christians. What we need more compassionate human beings, more loving people. We need. Then the world is going to be a better place. No, so this is very, very important. This is very, very important. No? So that's what, you know, say. Then also I would like to say, like. So then, no, like that. Then not just do, you know. It's that also I've been saying another thing, like happy to do. You don't have to do. Who say you have to do? You don't have to do. It's up to you. When you do, it's happy to do. No, so doing something good things is like spark. Then, you know, with self discipline. See, no, if there's no self discipline, there's no progress. Whether it's like you are practicing diet, losing weight, if there's no self-discipline, no progress. That's the reality. You know, it's not just religion things. So the self-disciplines make that spark in the flame. So then, joyful effort. What is that? Joyful effort. Happy to do. So that, you know, then kind of like, it's like win. Win element. That makes fire huge. Then, you know, it's going to be very, very good. So not like, oh, I have to do, no. Yeah. I don't have to say prayer. If I'm not happy, if I'm stressed out by my meditations, no purpose. It's like completely wasting time. Better to go to the beach, just lay down under the sun. No, so that's much better, you know. So, or maybe sleep. In my case, just sleep, no. That's my best form of meditation, just sleep. Close all my senses, you know, nothing. So happy to do, you know. So, so then last time I misunderstood that honey do list. I thought that all the lists are sweet as honey. I thought then somebody said, oh, Gisela, you misunderstood. If you happy to do, so then, you know, honey do list, then you can do like do with honey. You know? So now see the definition of love, compassion. So then definition of love becomes a little bit tricky. So here, you know, so people say, I love cheesecake. So then definition change. I'm not sure. Definition of love is like somebody struggling to get something to be happy. So I'm not sure what cheesecake is struggling to get something to be happy. Or maybe not sure that, or that you're not happy that I'm about to eat that, or not sure. So if you say that word in Tibetan, it's really strange, sounds very strange. If you say, I love cheesecake in Tibetan, the people are going to think you are crazy. Yeah. People really think they are going to you are crazy. So then what we say, we do say, I like cheesecake. That's what we say. But I love cheesecake. So I'm not sure now, that's your job to figure it out. So, to what it really means, so I don't know. So, so then, you know, then meaning a little bit change. You know. So it's like, you can read there's books that are written by His Holiness Dalai Lama about importance of compassion. You can read. There's a good book to read, His Holiness Dalai Lama. Books, you know, good to read. How to, there's many, many different techniques to, you know, help you to, you know, to generate compassion. It's good for your health. Otherwise, if you say, it's all about me, there's nothing for you, so you make sure that I'm happy. If I'm not happy, then the world is going to be difficult. Like that attitude, no? You're not opening up your heart. No? So, see, so compassion is opening slowly, slowly opening your heart. And then, no, that has to be the great compassion, great love, you know, Mahabhakti, great love, Mahakaruna, great compassion. It has to start from somewhere. So you have compassion, we have compassion. You practice that with loved one with mindfulness, and slowly, slowly transform that to strangers. Then slowly, slowly, people you don't like them. Then it becomes, that's how it becomes universal compassion, you know. So when you have compassion, you know, then no reason to be fear. You know? So it says, compassion protects you from all fear. So now need to think about how the fear has been generated. How the fear has been generated. If you think about that, then it will. Then you can make good link. Oh, now I make sense. Now compassion will protect me from all the fears because I realize how the fear has been arise. Now there's cause. How the fear has been arise. See, if somebody's worrying about there's something in their house, maybe ghost, whatever. The best thing to do is meditate on compassion. Meditate on compassion. They are suffering much more than we do. You know? If there's something, you feel something in the house, there's something there, best thing to do is meditate on compassion. You are completely protected from all the fears. No? All the fears. No? Meditate on compassion. No? So this is, no, I just want to share that with you. So importance of compassion. So I've been reading many, many different books. Whatever I can find about compassion, I write it down, then I know. So sometimes instead of saying my prayer, I say those words. It's much more directly affected my heart. I say this word, and it means something, rather than some prayer, you know, some, like sometimes it's the word is very, very difficult to understand. So, and I myself, you know, so are trying. So don't please misunderstood, you know. So whatever I say, if you think, oh, he's doing that, that's wrong. That's like incorrectly assuming consciousness. Okay, that's wrong. What you can think, okay, he's trying. That's correct. Yeah, I'm trying. You are trying. We are all trying. If you think, oh, he's the one who tries. Yeah, that's true. I try. No, I try. Been trying the last 35 years. Still trying. But it's not easy. As I mentioned before, that squirrel in my backyard, you know, so I have problem with them. I have to admit, you know, so I chase them with horse. Not with a stone, but horse in the water. So, because of my uptight with my persimmon tree, which produces a lot of fruit, actually for happiness, but I'm losing my happiness. If there's no fruit, there will be no fruit, then there's no concern. Because there's so much concern, because there's so many fruit, the squirrel has been taken down. Then now I have war with the squirrels, war or problem with the squirrels. Between me and the prison tree, squirrels, poor squirrels, and me, Buddhist monk, squirrels, trees, number one. Struggle, you know, so they're like buying all kinds of things, you know, spray, you know, on the trees, put around, doesn't help. Get another upset because they spend all this money, how is it, why it's not working, then the negative mind goes on and on. So then, in the end, then you chase with the horse. It works, short time, when you go in, come out, they're there. So then I hang like CDs, the CDs, you know, kind of shines, and I put like some rubber snake. I thought they are kind of stupid, but they are more smart than me. So they're kind of like tricked by that short time, then they figure out it's fake. Now they are not afraid. So I thought, you know, now maybe what I should do is thinking. So then I started feeding them. I feed them near the bird feeder. Oh, that works very well. So they don't go to the tree because they are not hungry. I can watch them. I don't have to chase them with a horse. I can watch them how they eat. And then I can see all kinds of, you know, squirrels there. Squirrel, the bird. No, then I don't have chest. Don't need to worry about losing fruit. I don't need to buy anything, all these expensive things. Just, you know, simple bird feed, I just feed them. So I thought, oh, I should think like that before, way before. So see, so there's like wisdom, no wisdom, no liberation. So that's my stories, you know, because I, that's the beings that I deal with. You know, I don't have many people in my house. I don't have children. So we have more opportunities, you know. So anyway, so the begin to developing compassion is some begin from loved one, close one, then slowly transform to the strangers, then slowly to the enemies, then become universe. So that's what we need to concentrate. No, doesn't have to be Buddhist, doesn't have to be certain things. What we need is compassion, you know, compassion. So that's very, very important. It's good for everybody. It's good for everybody. So that's what we need. The world is going to be a better place to live if there's compassion, you know. So that's, I believe that's the purpose of existing. Kadamba Center is to talk about those things, you know, to compassion, you know. So that's like universal friend. Nobody argue about compassion, even animals. If you show them compassion, they don't argue. If you talk about emptiness, they may, you know, people always have to say something view. So that's, you know. With that, then I will stop here. So pass 5 more minutes, so I will stop here. So you try, I try, we all try, okay? So then, maybe say some Shanti Deva dedication prayer, please.
If we turn to the first pink sheet in the white prayer book, where we saw the mantras, and let's start with the dedication verses at the top. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenreis of Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, one with great patience who received the name Amatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsokapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.